ተገኝቶ በላም ቱ ረጉናት ዳስጎሳ ፈገሱና ጨይተን መሀል At first we should know that who is Raghunath Das Goswami. You know, and in a book Gopal Guru has stated that Raghunath Das Goswami, in his Sarup Siddha, is Rati Mandir. But his nickname is Tulsi Mandir. Nickname? All Sakhi always use this name, Tulsi Mandir. But also Rati Mandir. He has come with his Chaitanya Mahaprabhu from Golok Vrindavana with Rup Manjari and all sakhis. His guru was Jagannandan Das, Diksha Guru. He has some association with Haridas Thakur. And he first met with Nityananda. After that he met with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. From boyhood he wanted to join Chaitanya. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu advised not to leave your home, father and mother so early. You should be first ripe and then you should live. Gramya Vartana, Bolibe Gramya Vartana Shundi. ভালো না খাইবে ভালো না পড়িবে আমানি মানব ভাইয়ের কৃষ্ণ নাম সদাটল রঘুনাথ দাস রিটার্ন টু ইউর হোম ডোন্ট বি ম্যাড অ্যান্ড আবিষ্ট Uttejit. That seeing one person, he becomes enthusiasm and does anything. But after that, when his jwar is here, fever comes down of that, then he thinks that I have done it mistake. Understand? So now you are very child in this religious things. You should not be over what? What is just go and love your father and mother outward and have nishtha in your bhajan. God one day help you and you'll achieve your ultimate goal. He went there and lived with his wife, father and mother. after some time, Nityananda Prabhu in Kothare, Panihati. You have done to Panihati. And there he gave mercy to Raghunath Das Goswami. After that, one day, his guru came in the very morning in darkness and told that Raghunath Das Goswami, my one disciple has come and my Thakur Puja is not done. So come with me and let us go to that disciple. Engaged in Thakur Ashram. He was very glad. He came out of his palace. No one disturbed. There were so many watchkeepers who were attending on Raghunath Das Goswami. But they saw that Guru is with him. So no one disturbed. When he went out of the palace, he told that, you should go to your home. I'm going alone to that person. And I will send you. Gurudev went. And he told that person that go, order. He went. And also Raghunath Goswami went to Jagannath Puri. Then he met Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave him the hands of Sarup Dham. And there are so many pastimes of his Bhairat there. How Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Sarup Dham gave mercy to Raghunath Das Goswami. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left this world, he became Australis,
shelterless.
He then left to eat chawal dal or anything. After some time, after 3 or 4 months, Sarup Damodar also went to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in a prakat lila. He used to eat only fruits and milk and light. He left all these things. Then he came to Govardhan. To lose his life from jumping at the living Jagannath Puri, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave him 2 things, Govardhan Shila and Gunjamala, which Sankarananda Pandit had given Chaitanya Mahaprabhu returning from Vrindavan, Sankarananda, Brahmachari. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to archan personally by these waters and this flower, heart flower. See, he used to keep it sometimes on his heart, sometimes on lips, sometimes in heart, sometimes. He could not find that where should I keep it. After 3 months, he gave it to Raghunath Das Goswami. Raghunath Das Goswami thought that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given Govardhan, that Govardhan shelter he has given. by this, he has given me two Govardhan. I should serve Govardhan. And by Gunjamala, he has given the lotus feet of Radhika. When he used to worship, he used to take it in his Gunjamala, in ashray of Radhika. He used to serve Govardhan in the shape of Krishna, Vajindanda, Shyamashuddha, and always thinking himself the Palyadashi of Srimati Radhika in Manjari. When he came with two things to Vrindavan, he met Rupa and Shankara and told his view that I am going to Govardhan. He did not disclose his idea that he will jump from Govardhan, but they knew that he wants to jump and give life. Sanatana Goswami told that don't do so. You are my brother. And Rupa Goswami also. He told his own activities that at first I went from Vrindavan to Jagannath Puri. And in the midway, I have a rogue of Khujli. And waters was coming from my whole body. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he saw Chaitanya Sanatana Goswami, he used daily to come and to do like this. And his waters touching Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's body. So he became so much distressed and thought that I should leave this body in going in the under the wheel of chariot. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu knew it and told that you have given this body to me and now you are being mukta, swatantra, not giving it. Well, verbally you are giving, internally you are not giving. You have no adhikar on this body. Second thing, that if I knew that by giving my life, I can have the service of Radha and Krishna, I will daily want to die lakhs and lakhs times. But I know that by dying Krishna and Krishna prem cannot be had. It will be received by only Krishna bhajan, so you should do Krishna bhajan. So you can die, but you cannot receive Krishna by dying. So you should not die, you should do bhajan at Radha Kunda Govardhan and all these places. Raghunath Das Goswami has so much association with Rupa Goswami. And he took everything of Rupa Goswami. Sanatana Goswami also as a Sikshaguru. But he followed wholly as Rupa Goswami. What is Manjari? He was a Manjari. What is Manjari? There are five kinds of Sakhi. সখী, নিত্য সখী, প্রাণ সখী, প্রিয় সখী, প্রিয় নর্ম সখী। নিত্য সখী আর লাইক ধনিষ্ঠা হু আর সার্ভিং কৃষ্ণ এন্ড দে আর সপোর্টিং কৃষ্ণ। কৃষ্ণ অধিক স্নেহ, স্নেহ মোর দেন রাধিকা টুয়ার্ডস কৃষ্ণ। দিস আর সখী, they also serve radicals, Radha and Krishna, but they are adhik sneha to Krishna. Priya Sakhi and Parampreshta Sakhi, or Parampreshta Sakhi are called also Priya Narma Sakhi. Prana Sakhi, Priya Sakhi, or only Narva Sakhi are the same. A Param Prestha or Param Priya Narva Sakhi are the same. So last two, that is Priya Sakhi and Priya Narva Sakhi, are Samasneha. Samasneha?
Equal
to both. But yet they are some attracted to Radha, Smriti Radhika, towards Radhika. They sometimes rebuke Krishna when they suffer towards Smriti Radhika. And sometimes they rebuke also to Smriti Radhika when he is in anger and she is so much hard towards Krishna. And they like that Krishna should be under Smriti Radhika always. And they also tell the severity of Smriti Radhika. But yet they are some sneha. Last, then two. Prana Sakhi, Nitya Sakhi. They are Radhika Adhik Sneha. These are Radhika Adhik Sneha. They are Adhik Sneha, Adhik, you know, more Sneha to Radhika. Both Prana Sakhi and Nitya Sakhi. They always serve him, being with Radhika, wherever Radhika lives. They have so many functions. They are very much pleased if Radhika is pleased. If Radhika feels separation, they feel separation. If Krishna meets to Radhika, they meet to they feel in their heart that they are meeting with Radhika. One day I have told you, like manjaris, Pivi is playing with pushpa, flowers, and manjaris are so happy. One day, Srimati Radhika told her any sakhi to whom he has so much affection that Mani Manjari is my so obedient fellow. She is Manjari, Mani Manjari. I want that Krishna should meet him. Go tell by any skill that Krishna is watching and waiting in a Sanket Kunja. And you should, by any way, you should take her to Krishna. It is my desire. It is my desire that she should meet Krishna. She went to that Manimanjari and told in zigzag way that she should meet Krishna. Krishna is waiting for you. I know the will of also Srimati Radhika. She will not be angry. But she has not told me to come to you. But I know her will. She told in so many various ways. But she told that. Don't tell me to do so. I never will. Because when I see meeting Radhika and Krishna, I feel so much pleasure than I will meet with Krishna. Any man thinks where something greater thing will be achieved. Anyone does not effort for lose. When Krishna meets with Radhika, it is for my gain. And when I will meet with Krishna, it is a very great loss. So why I will choose loss? So Srimati Radhika has so much faith. Once Rup Manjari or any Manjari was there. And Srimati Radhika wanted that she should meet, Rup Manjari should meet Krishna. And he sought towards Krishna and did Ishara, heal him. He should catch hold. Krishna wanted that she fell upon the feet of Krishna. When you meet, I have so much pleasure that I cannot see. So I request you to give that pleasure, not this pleasure. So Krishna, that. So this is called tattva bhav ichhatmika. Kamanuga bhakti is of two types. One kamanu of two parts. One tattat bhav ichhatmika and one sambhogatmika. Lalita Vishakha, Chandravali, Radhika and all are sambhogatmika. And those who become so much pleased have all the things and all the symptoms vanishing Radha and Krishna meeting. What Radhika has experienced by Krishna, they have more experience than meeting. That is called bhav ichhatmika, tat-tat bhav ichhatmika. Tat-tat means the speciality of meeting Radha and Krishna. And it's bhav, our understanding. They only want to serve like this. That is called. But they have all the things that a Naika or a Sambhogatmika Gopi has. More than, not less than. So it is called Tatta Bhava Ichyatmika Kamanuga. So Rupa Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, Rupa Manjari, Rati Manjari, or all of the same kind. How it can be? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu only has come to this world to give this thing. Not Radhika love or Naika love. Narpait charing chira karunaya vatirnah kalau samarpaitum unnato ujjwala rasan unnato ujjwala rasan. That is unnato ujjwala rasan. That a soul can have. Soul cannot have what Srimati Radhika has, Mahabhav, Madan and Modan. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came Radha Bhav Ashwadan, Radhaya Pranay Mahima. This is his own desire. And to give this Bhav only, Manjari Bhav, to serve Srimati Radhika and Krishna. When Chaitanya Rupa and Sanatana Goswami advise Rupa Goswami and give Radhakund place to lead them and to do bhajan, he was always crying for Srimati Radhika. And he was in the dust, he was lying, rolling in the dust of Radhika, Radha. Though he was a special sakhi of Srimati Radhika, never separated, yet in this Leela, as a Raghunath Das Goswami, he has played the role of a jeev, raganuga sadhav, and highest role, by Jogumaya, he was not pretending. Actually, he felt like this. And why he felt? By Jogumaya. As Krishna being God of God, and he yet weeps by seeing the stick in the hand of Yashoda. And actually he weeps and he has a fear for Yashoda. He is not pretending. So in the same way, being near and dear Sakhi of Srimati Radhika, he is not pretending here. By Jogamaya, he is doing actually what he thinks. So he has two roles. One role, practicing Raganuga Bhakti, Sadhan Bhakti. And by his Siddha Sarir, as a Rupa Manjari, at the same time, serving Radha and Krishna. Siddha Deh Nija Bhavan Kariya Aratra Dine Chinte Radha Krishna Mane Nija Siddha Deh Kariya Bhavan Aratra Dine Siddha Radha Krishna Racha. There is a Siddha Sarir in every Jeeves. How it can be achieved? For serving Radha and Krishna, without Siddha Dev Vanik, one cannot do. This body is not fit for serving that Radha and Krishna in this. In Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, past time, this By this also we can do bhajan sadhana. But for that, by Siddha Deha, Manas Deha, Manas Chintan, it is essential. How it can be? If a man has greed and he has gone to a Siddha Gurudev and he is very eager to serve Radha and Krishna, then at first he will make here all the pastimes of Radha and Krishna and he will watch in what rush he has tasted. And accordingly, he will let him hear the appropriate Krishna pastime, which will be very useful for him. After that, by and by, he will tell Sarup Siddha Katha. Sarup Siddha, you know, when bhav comes in this body, it is called Sarup Siddha. And after that Sarup Siddha, we can imagine, after that imagination, we can have some realization. After that time, more and more we will hear all these things and do practices of Raganga Bhajan. Gradually, the Siddha Sarir will come out by the grace of Krishna Chandra and Radhika, Yoga Maya. By thinking, we cannot do anything, only by the grace. Or if Guru is capable and Shuddha Gurudev and having a realization of all these things, to be learned, he will see in what rush his Siddha Sarir is, like Arjunath and Vijay Kumar, his Gurudev, get that. So, if a man has Raganga Bhakti, he will surely see that what my Siddha Deha is. And he will try hard to achieve it by the grace of Krishna, Guru and Bhagavan. Without this, he cannot think about Ashtayama Leela. Who is he? He does not know. He has no idea of Krishna and Radhika, that how beautiful and how they are. So he should know his Seva, Vasan, Bhushan, Ayu means age. Who is his husband, her husband? Who is father-in-law, mother-in-law, sister-in-law, where she lives, where his marriage has been done, everything she will have to know. Then, Sarup Siddhi dishes. And he is doing all these things. After that, when we'll be matured in this, then Yoga Maya will take after death, in a sphere where Krishna Leela is going on. And there in Gopi home, she will have birth and the association of Nitya Siddhaya, she will completely realize and serve Radha Krishna. Here, Raghunath Goswami. We should think that he was Manjari. and he was Raganuga Sadhak. We should not think that he was Siddha. He was Siddha, no doubt. But yet, we can follow him only if you know that he is Raganuga Sadhak. We cannot follow Krishna or any Siddha Mahapurush, only Sadhak. So we should know that Raghunath Das Goswami is a sadhak. And how he has done sadhana, we should gradually follow it. Here Raghunath Das Goswami, weeping on the bank of Radha. In his last life, when for a second he cannot live without darshan of Srimati Radhika, feeling so much separation. And for serving, he is praying to Radhika with him. These are flowers. Bilap. Bilap means crying. Weeping. Crying is weeping is flowers. So when he sometimes have one kind of bhav, separation, or praying for service, having service, it is one kind of flower. And so similarly, so many flowers, about 108 are in. And all slokas that he has uttered are only for Manjari Bhav, not in a Naika Bhav. So his first praying his Gurudev, not Jagunandana Acharya, not Sanatana Goswami, not Sri Damodar. They are all Guru. Sarup Damodar is also so much best Guru. But yet first he is offering his prayers to whom his life has been dedicated. And he has received something from him. I have told something. Now, here, one thing, perhaps second day, or that they are clear, that who Manjari is Manjari. He has no direct sangha with Krishna. But yet she has some signs. Symptoms. Symptoms of meeting Krishna. So only as a Manjari, what Srimati Radhika feels, what she has symptoms, all symptoms are clear in Arupa. So it is not against the persons of Chaitanya Charitamrita or Ujjwal Nilmani that Manjari don't like to meet Krishna directly. So if the symptoms come out, when he kissed Radhika, Krishna kissed Radhika, so the symbol of kissing comes on the face of when Srimati Radhika angers to Krishna, the angerness comes on the mouth of what she receives, what she thinks, what she अनुभव करती है, एक्सपीरियंस शी एवरीथिंग मोर देन दैट। समटाइम्स राधिका बाई राधिका दिस आईज कृष्णा ट्राइज टू मीट but yet they don't want to. Krishna meets because it is kamanuga. Here sthala kamalini yukta garbita kananeshmin panayas parahasyam puspa gucchachalena apil likhil lapasta saurbhakta samanchan mariyati tau margam krishna bringot. Here I have told that he is praying to his Gurudev Rupmanjari, that living all, Krishna is coming to you. Rati Manjari, or Tulsi Manjari, is telling to his Gurudev. that living all, Sakhis, you are so much beautiful. You are so qualified. That and you are very important for Krishna. That living all this, Krishna is coming between you. This is Mahima of Rupa Manjari, of his Gurudev. Here Gurudev, not Gurudev, Priya Sakhi. In that, there is no Gurudev. No connection, no sambandha of Gurudev, but Priya Sakhi, only there. But here one thing is that after praying of Gurudev, one should pray his Ishtadev. And one thing will come out, that living all gopis, Krishna is coming to Rupa Manjari. Here one question arises, that living also Radhika? This question arises. So he is telling that two meanings. First meaning is that, but it was in general. And in a special, he is doing prarthana of Ishtadevi. Srimati Rakshana. Very beautiful things. Sthala kamalini at most mightiest Radhika. You are sthala kamalini, not jala kamalini. Sthala kamalini. Yuktam garbita. Here there is a reference that Srimati Radhika was at first ready to abhisar, comes there, that place. It is watering, so cold, very clouds, so dark. Radhika comes accordingly means having no nupurs, black colors dressed, and everything like that, in white nights as well, only with very little, so much, so qualified gopi, like Rupa Manjari, Rati Gopi, Subal, Tulsi, like this. Not so much such as comes. When he comes nearer to that kundi where Krishna is awaiting, she at once turns and is ready to go to his palace. Sakhis are thinking, why she is treated? Krishna also feels. And he goes, and at first he prays, but she is going and going to his place. No. Krishna gives Badha means obstruction, create obstruction. At last, he catches her hold, hands, and tries to take him home. At that time, he has so much pleasure in her, eyes weeping, in mouth anger, so many bhav comes at a time that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has shown this thing at the time of birth. These are called tilkinchit bhav, so many bhav. At last Krishna takes him to court. Rup Manjari is seeing from the side of lata, creepers, from a chidramane, from your home. So beautiful Milan is there. I've never seen like this. They are so premi. He astonishes. And he tells that my I'm so much fortunate that I'm seeing. She is calling, oh my dear Rati Manjari, where you are? You are not seeing this thing? Your eyes are not supple means. The successful of eyes are only to see this thing. So beautiful. He at once that saw that there is no, here is no Rati Manjari or Tulsi Manjari. If a man have anything sweet or anything so tasteful, he wants that my friend should take it. If a disciple takes it, he wants that my Gurudev should also taste it. If a devotee have this, he wants that Radha and Krishna should taste it. She does not want to take it alone, taste it alone. So he says, here and here, where is my dear, so dear Rati, very heart, bosom, Sakhi of Srimati Radhika. Rati Manjari always serves and learns how to serve Srimati Radhika from Rupa. So Rup Manjari wants that every test should be tested by me. So he, leaving this scene, see, at once went to search where is it. Rati Manjari was in any service. So, by serving, she has served that thing and was coming to Rup Manjari. Where is Rup Manjari? So, she was also searching Rup Manjari and she is also. They met Rup Manjari at once, took in the arm, her arm. Oh, let us go. How sweet thing, pastimes of Krishna is going on. she also went to Vidharu Manjari to that place and told her that she is. So in it is called Gavaksha. Gavaksha means a place, a chitra, a hole from where in kunj everything can be seen. But the persons in the kunj cannot see it, because Leela will be end by seeing the persons. Therefore, be very स्वतंत्र रहेंगे कि उनको कोई नहीं देखा एनी वन इज नॉट सीन सो दे वर पास्ट टाइम्स विल गो फ्रीली अदरवाइज इट विल बी हैम्पर्ड एट दैट टाइम सी सी एंड बिफोर दैट व्हेन रति मंजरी they came to here and saw all these things. After the first time over, Srimati Radhika called Rup and Narati Manjari. We are tired. Rati Manjari has the seva of Chamar. Let your Chamar give me Chamar. And Rati Manjari told that, "You should serve my food. We are very tired." Krishna anyhow went from that place. Here, Rati Manjari is telling at this time. This is slope is of that time. Phalakamalin yukta garvita. Kananeshmin, Kanan, Ashmin, that in this very Kanan, it may be Radha Kunja, it may be at Sankhya, it may be Seva Kunja, it may be Govardhan, any Kunja. Kananeshmin, you are so much Garbita. Garbita means have so much. What is the meaning of Garbita? Proudy. You are so much proud. Proud. You are Kamalini. Kamalini means lotus flower. Pranayas barahasyam puspa gucchat chalena. As if a lotus flowers is lovely. So you are lovely. It seems by symptoms. Puspa guccha chale. As if 100 or 1,000 lotus flowers in one. Sahastradal kamal. It is called. Understanding my view?
The cluster of lotus flowers.
In one. They are not separate, but yet separate.
Cluster.
So, all are bosom, and scent had been coming from them. A bee is coming, passing all the lotus flowers to this. Spice is telling. When Rup Manjari and Rati Manjari is coming to see this pastime. In Gauri Kunda, in Govardhan, Padma and Sabya were waiting for Krishna. And they were discovering how to make meet Chandravali to Krishna. Chandravali was in Kunja and they were at the door of Kunja, Padmavali and Sandhya. And they were trying Krishna. Krishna was coming from home and he was going to Srimati Radhika, to the Sanket Kunja, where Srimati Radhika was waiting for Krishna. And Rati Manjari and Rupa Manjari have gone to bring Krishna. And for a distance, but they were coming with Krishna. And at the same time, here, Padma and Sabda told Krishna, "Oh, here Sakhi is there, Chandravati, and waiting for you." She told that, "I am at once coming. I have heard that an Aghasur, or like Aghasur, any demon has come there and he is doing so much utpat. Utpat, you know?
Chaos.
Disturbance there. I am just coming. I will not delay. Wait here." And saying, he went away. Then he went to Srimati Radhika. Then Rup Manjari and Rati Manjari also. And then they are saying to Srimati Radhika that api nikhila latasta saurabhakta samunchan, leaving all the creepers and flowers, so beautiful, so fragrant, so sweet, yet leaving all them, that black bee have come to you. So how you are lucky? Why you are lucky? That Krishna has left all this and I have come to you. Mrigayati tau margam Krishna bhingu. He is waiting. That bee is waiting. Always flowers wait for bees. Here is anupras alankar. In literature,
reverse.
Here, bee is waiting for that flower. Bees can fly, but flower cannot fly. But yet, he is there. That Krishna has also bees, Radha has also bees, but bees of Krishna is more than Srimati Radhika. She wants more. Manjari only are pleased when Krishna serves Radha. Krishna weeps for Radha. Krishna tries for Radha. Krishna serves for Radha. Then Manjari becomes so pleased. And if Srimati Radhika is weeping and searching, they are so much distressed. Here, bee is searching and waiting for and serving Srimati Radhika. So they are very pleased. And they are telling to her, Srimati ji, that, "Oh, we are so lucky and you are so lucky that Krishna is waiting for you, for your service." Having, leaving all these creepers and flowers and everything, he has come to you. And he going around your, that is your fields. So his Aradhya Dev here, and also Guru Dev also. First for his Aradhya Dev, and secondly, in this meaning, no confusion.
One question remained in our mind, which not for us personally, just to understand someone, that there are two types of Kamarupa. There is Tatanbhavi Chatrika and Samoga. So somebody has that stumble, Viraganuga, can that person enter into Vrindavan?
No.
Only in Dwarka.
Not in Dwarka also. He'll go to non-plus bhakti, he will be here. Sambhog is very bad thing.
But
it will be a prakriti.
Why is it mentioned in Kamanuga? It mentions in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu.
That is Kamanuga.
Kamanuga here, above this Kamanuga, service, serving under Kamanuga. It looks like Kam, but it is pure. Kubja has some bhog itch. So he has been discouraged. Only that he wanted only Krishna, no another person. So it has been taken in Bhakti Rasamrita as a rush, but so nikrishta rush. He has some bhog come.
So is this only referring to Kubja? Is some bhog where it's mentioned for Kamanuga, is this only
in this way, in this stage, we have so many worldly kamana. And to enjoy myself, this body, there will some reaction in this body. So we should reject that. We should pray for that kamana. It will not be perhaps clear.
See, we're not asking for ourselves.
For anyone, for them, you should not. So many persons are. They have actually no greed. For them, we cannot tell anything. But really, they have greed. Then we can tell anything. It is clear or not?
It is clear. It is not in our own regard that we are asking, but we are just wondering why in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu it appears to say that someone can become, have this mood. We are not desiring, but we are wondering why it is written like this, that someone may have this mood. It's under Kamanuga.
It has been stated only to them who has actually greed. But that calm is pure there. For them it has been stated. Even Kubja Prem, they have not think it correct. And what to say of us? Here one thing that Kubja has no lust for any other person. His nishtha was only in Krishna. And from Krishna, he wanted that. So, they have taken it, but yet they have rejected it. Where there is only will that Krishna should be happy. In this stage, we want our happiness. By serving Krishna, we'll be happy. So, when a stage will come after greed, by the association of that class of Gurudev or Vaishnava, then actually everything goes away. That has been told in Srimad Bhagavatam. राजपंचाध्याय विक्रीडितम ब्रजपद भय इदंच विष्णु श्रद्धान्वितो सुनियात अथ वर्णयेत जन भक्ति परम भगवती प्रतिलभ्य काम हृदरोग माशु अभी हम One tells that by all these things on earth and all these things come, jagatika, worldly, lustre and party, by our effort. And then we will do bhakti. Or we will hear Raspanchandhyay. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur tell me that this is not true. When we listen with Sraddha, Sraddhanvito, Sraddha, meaning having greed, here Sraddha means having greed, and we'll hear by very Sraddha, with what? A strong pipasa has thirst ear, then in the ratio what we hear, the anarth will go away. Pratilabdha kamam. Here kamam means no, will go away, and no, first pure prem will come, and it will wash away all the worldly things. Not washing, then prem will come, but prem will come at first and wash away all these things. But there will be Shraddha that I want to serve Radha. So,
I can ask that the Raga Duga devotees following the Raga Duga devotees.
Huh?
Raga Duga devotees are following Raga Duga associates. So, in the Raga Duga associates, there's some like Rupa Mandari, Raja Mandari. They don't want direct union with Krishna.
And some want some.
Yeah, and some want. So, can a Ragaduga devotee, not Rupa Duga, but any other type of Ragaduga devotee, want to follow those gopis who want direct?
But as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Rupa Goswami, this is not good thing. We should not go.
There are some bindings.
There are some bindings that they should not go.
Is there some other sampradaya that doesn't?
They do. Only the difference is here that we want, and any Baddhaji conditions can have the Siddha Sarir of Vandi Manjaris. They will not go directly in Naika Bhav. They are restricted. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come only to give this Ujjwal Rush or Manjari Bhav, not Naika Bhav.
Which Sampradaya does this Naika Bhav?
Nimbarka, Radha Vallabhi, both. Rupa Goswami has not admitted this fact.
So, they follow in the other sampradaya, they try, but actually they cannot.
Actually, that's the hard thing.
They are sahajiya. In our sampradaya, also some do. They try.
They try.
They don't follow Rupa Goswami and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Your description is basically the worldly Brahma.
Certainly. They want their pleasure, not Krishna.
The attitude,
so
of
therefore,
service.
You said no love, actually.
No love. from where they have this love, there must be a lovely man to whom we can have this. Without their association, we cannot have this. Whether it is written in Srimad Bhagavatam and all Goswami Grantha, but it should come through the mouth of any greedy person. Rajendra Basati Sthale Vividha Ballavi Sankule Tamevarati Manjari Prachura Punya Punjodaya Vilas Bhara Vismrit Pranayi Mekhala Margani Margani Jajad Jagadya Nijanath Nathaya Prajasi Nathita Gandhar. Take first word Rati Manjari. O Rati Manjari. Vivida Basati Sthale, Vajendra Basati Sthale, Vivida Ballavi Sankule. Rajendra Basati Sthale means Braje. Vivida Ballavi Sankule. Ballavi means feminine gender of Ballav. Ballav means goat. Ballavi means gopi. The Vivida, so many gopis are there in Braja. But Rati Manjari, former ever, you are, only you are, Prachura Punya Punya Punjo Daya. You have Prachur Punya Punjimani Sukriti. Pious. Like Punja, like mountain. Your Sukriti is like mountain. Among all Braj Gopi, Yata means because is this Adya Jadi Jad Adya today. Because today, Vilas Bhara Vismrita Panai Mekhala Margena, that today the Ishwari of Braja, that is Srimati Radhika, Vilas Bhara, playing with Krishna, in Vilas, she has forgotten her Pranayi Mekhala. Mekhala means binding everything so that Lahanga cannot come out. Binding of Lahanga. Lahanga, you know? Lahanga. Gopis bear Lahanga. And upper this. This is Duku. Lahanga. That was of golden. Pranay, who that thing, Mekhala, is the link between Krishna and Radhika. That Mekhala. Because Krishna loves this Mekhala and always wants to touch and to untie, and always he keeps eyes on that Mekhala. So it is a link between Srimati Radhika and Krishna. So the Pranay Sabda has been given here. Pranay means made of prem. Pranay. Mekhala that Radhika has forgotten to in Vilas Kunja. And here he saw that Mekhala is not here. So Adya today Nija Nathaya, Nathaya Mani Ishwari Aradhya Nija Mani Aradhya, your Aradhya Srimati Radhika has Nathita told you, asked you to bring that Mekhala. Only he has told to you to bring that. No one knows this fact. Only Rukmanjari knows this fact, that she has forgotten. And cleverly she has told this Rati Manjari, that is Tulasi Manjari. Bring, anyone cannot know this fact. Bring it cleverly. But Rup Manjari knew this fact. Now we are going in. This was brief word meaning. Now we are coming. These three shlokas are of Swaroop when he was in Siddha Deha, forgetting everything of this practical body, that I am Raghunath. First he did pranam to his Sakhi. Second to Ishtadeva, and third, this shloka is used as in Chaitanya Charitamrita, anarpita charimi chirat karuniya avatirna kar. Krishnadas Kaviraj has, Goswami has not done this shloka. This shloka is prayer to Ishtadeva. So two shlokas he has done himself, first and second in Chaitanya Chaitanya. But this shloka is of Rupa Goswami. Rupa Goswami is his guru. He says that Rupa Goswami has done this prarthana to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as a asirvadatmak, you know. Begging mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu for all general jivas. and especially those who have a special want of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that is Rasa Raj Mahabhava Swarup Krishna's mercy. Anyone cannot write like this. And he thinks that Rupa Goswami is my guru. So he is praying the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, feeling that I cannot express idea like this. So he has kept the Rupa Goswami's version, that is slow, as it is. Anyone can think that it is of Krishna Das Goswami, not Goswami. But in fact, it is Goswami. In this sloka, he has like killed two birds in one shoot. One, he has prayed Prarthana of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Rasaraj Mahaprabhu. Secondly, he has prayed also Rupa Goswami that Saranga Saranagati Haibe Jahar Tahar Prarthana Sune Nanda Kumar. Our Prarthana Nanda Kumar will not hear. But those who have offered themselves Krishna feet, and they have Saranagati, Krishna is bound to hear their prarthana. And hearing their prarthana, accordingly he will do. So, my prarthana Krishna or Chaitanya Mahaprabhu may not hear. But Rupa Goswami prayer, he is bound to hear. So, here also, Rupa Goswami is Guru. Rupa Goswami, in the second sloka, called Rati Manjay, Tulsi Manjay, and ask that, come on. See how beautiful pastime is going on. So both peeped in Vilas Kunja and saw that pastime that I have after seeing that pastime, Swamini, that is Srimati Radhika, done any ishara, give them any hint and call Manjari. They went there inside and served Krishna and Radhika both. Krishna told, bring kumkum, chandan, and all utensils and Radhika told Krishna that decorate me. So, with Kamba, Krishna took from Lavanga Manjari that Kamba and began to do very softly. Then he met duties. Three in one. Understanding?
Three.
Here, wind up and get flowers. Decorated very beautifully. He told Arup Manjari, bring Anjan. Anjan, you know? Nakkal. She took, gave Krishna. Took it and gave Kajal. And other Manjari he called also. Rati Manjari he called also. They supplied everything. So Krishna fully decorated Sumati Rani. In the meantime, only there were Manjaris, not others. Srimati Radhika remembered Lalita Vishama Vyabhyara. They are not here. So living Krishna with some Manjari, she went out and saw Lalita Vishaka and all other Sakhis. Param Parishta Sakhi are Yamuna Sakhis. And she sat down in the middle of all this and began to describe what happened with Krishna. Krishna was not feeling better there alone. But Srimati Radhika was very pleasant with all Sakhi, leaving Krishna there. This was also one kind of pastime to please Krishna. A program not for Vartaman, not for present, but for future. She is making program to, for Krishna. After some time, Krishna could not live alone. She was searching them where they have gone. And at last, he also came there. All Sakhi were laughing, making joke with Krishna. Anyhow, some Sakhi took Krishna and she arranged to sit Krishna in the feet of Srimati Radhika, not left. Krishna became very much pleased. At last, she ordered Radhika, all these Sakhi, to please Krishna and to dance, and with joke to Krishna. So all Sakhi, with so many various types of instruments, mridanga, khol, dampha, and so on, they began to dance. This part was so fine, but patula, thin. At the dancing, Krishna appreciated them as if it will break. And so quickly, so fastly, so beautifully, they were dancing and doing kirtan. Krishna telling, sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Srimati Radhika became some tired.